great gifts that we have learned from our buzurgs, share it with our friends also. And today we find generally many people, illnesses are quite common, people have got illnesses. So the Ustad of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, had taught, and from many other buzurgs also, this very beautiful Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, it is advisable to add Sayyidina, Sayyiduna, Sayyidina, according to way it fits in, whenever the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken. So if we take it more better, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi bi adadi kulli da'in wa dawa'in wa bi adadi kulli illatin wa shifa'in. Every medicine, we add kulli da'in wa dawa'in, and every illness and every medicine, wa bi adadi kulli illatin wa shifa'in, and all whatever problems, diseases, and the shifa of it, as many as they are, we don't know. When people speak to us, we hear a person has got so much difficulty, and how many a person will say, this difficulty I got, may Allah not give it to even to my enemy. And many people feel like that, Allah protect us all. And Maulana Qasim Nano, Maulana Yaqub Nano, to Rahmatullah Ali, say, this is a cure for incurable diseases. The durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on his family has got great, great value. So to whatever, read it for ourselves also, blow on the water, blow on ourselves, and all this, be convinced about it and be persistent. Not just one time we're going to read it, it's going to happen. We have to be persistent all the time. And the other beautiful dua also, Allahumma ya halimu, ya kareemu, ishfi, give shifa, then you take the person's name. For example, Allahumma ya halimu, ya kareemu, ishfi, Yunus. Whoever, you take the person's name. This also, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, it's got great, great effect. Only two conditions. One is to read it with conviction, and the other is to read it in abundance. So we read it with that conviction, and read it with abundance, and 100% the du'as are accepted. We might not seem to see it, but it is definitely accepted, and it has a great, great effect. So for all these problems, especially health problems that we have, we should try and read them. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi bi adadi kulli da'in wa dawa'in wa bi adadi kulli illatin wa shifa'in. And Allahumma ya halimu, ya kareemu, ishfi, then you take the person's name. And one great way of getting our du'as accepted is to make du'a for somebody else. Somebody, we have got a problem, whatever our problem is, somebody else has got a problem, especially a similar problem, make du'a for that person. I've got a heart problem, for example. I make dua for another person who's got a heart problem, or all who got heart problems. Ya Allah, give them all shifa. When we do that, the malaika in return says, for you the same thing. So our dua, we know what our dua is. But the farishtas dua are 100% accepted. And this Allah loves that we turn to Him. So Allah give us tawfiq, make dua for us, make dua for the whole ummah. And we should also make regularly this dua. Ya muqallib al-qulub, sabbit qalbi ala deeni. Oh, the turn of heart, you make my heart firm on your deen. Ya musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qalbi ala ta'ati. Oh, the turn of heart, turn my heart on your obedience. And when we make this dua, start from ourselves. We are in desperate need of it ourselves also. And then, just think fast forward in our mind. Think of our immediate family, who we love to make dua for. Our friends, our family, our asatiza, our mashayikh, then finally the whole ummah. Grant us to the whole ummah. We are complaining a lot about what evils are happening in the ummah, and there are no doubt. But what are we doing about it? We should be making dua. Dua is something which is free of charge. And through dua, you connect yourself with Allah. And when a person does this, he becomes free from shirk. Because now he's only turning to Allah Ta'ala. No amils also, no sangomas, and no all other funny type of things. You are just turning to Allah Ta'ala, and that ibadat which is free of shirk, that ibadat has got very great value by Allah Ta'ala. And that person also who is a muwahid, Allah make us all muwahid, that we turn to no one and nothing but to Allah Ta'ala. So then we make this dua and we turn to Allah, and dua is a ibadat on its own. Dua, we get thawab for it also. Dua gives us connection with Allah Ta'ala. We become close to Allah Ta'ala. And dua solves our problems also. What a beautiful deen Allah Ta'ala has given us. So we turn to Allah Ta'ala.